الله الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad adada ma fi ilmillah salatan daimatan bidawami mulkillah. Maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim rabbishrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah allah Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al-Qur'an al-Hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li mashayikhina wa li asatidhatina wa li akabirina wa li jami'il mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Innaka samiyyun mujibud da'wat amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man ahya sunnati 'inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru 100 shahid hakaza zakarahu sahibul mishkat. Hazirin kiram, honorable assembly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our nabi and he is our mentor, he is our ustad, our teacher, our sheikh, our Nabi, our Rasul, our Shafi, our Intercessor, our Habib, our Beloved. He is our role model. So therefore, every Muslim would want to follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum, that none of you can truly believe, none of you can have iman-e-kamil, complete iman. La yu'minu ahadukum, yani imanan kamilan, hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi, until I become more beloved to him. Min walidihi, than his parents. Wa waladihi, and than his children. Wa nasi ajma'in, and the rest of mankind. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not become more beloved to us than our parents, that we love the Rasul more than we love our parents, until we do not love the Rasul more than we love our children, my child, my daughter, my son, until we do not love the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than the rest of mankind, our iman is lacking. When we do that, our iman is kamil and complete. Subhanallah. You know, when you spend time with the elders and the mashayikh and the akabir, we really understand this hadith. We have heard this hadith time and time again, but the reality of the hadith, the hakikat of the hadith, we speak about it. But when you come in contact with the real lovers of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you understand this hadith better. The commentators of hadith have commented on this hadith and spoken about this type of love. What type of love is this? Is it a type of love that one naturally has? Like how a person will naturally love his wife, love his beloved, his habiba, his mahbuba. Our person will love his children. Our person will love his parents. That's called hubbun tab'iyun. That's called a natural type of love. Is it, when the Rasul is speaking about this type of love, is it this type of love? Because this type of love, subhanAllah, it is a type of love that when you go to sleep at night, you begin to think about your beloved, you begin to think about your mahbuba, and the thoughts of the beloved are always in the heart. You even begin to converse in the second person, even though the beloved is not present. But you begin to converse even in the second person as though they are present because of the shiddat and the extremity of that love. So this loving the Rasul more than parents, more than children, more than the rest of mankind, is it this type of love that is the moral and the desired meaning in this hadith? Or is it hubbun aqliyun, an intellectual type of love? The scholars of hadith in Mirqat, written by Mullah Ali Al-Qari, one of the greatest commentators of the book Mishkatul Masabi, has said that the murad of this hadith is hubbun aqliyun. It's an intellectual type of love, a rational type of love. Yani hubbun ikhtiyariyun, a selective type of love. It's a love that you will choose above others, which means that whenever you are confronted with a situation, family or Rasulullah, you will choose Rasulullah. Whenever you are confronted with a situation, al-quruj, jihad, tabligh, da'wat, leaving home, or love for the family, clinging to the home, staying at home, we will choose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's an intellectual type of love, hubbun ikhtiyariyun, a selective type of love where you select that and you choose that. Mullah Ali Qari, subhanallah, that's very correct. Because when a person goes to sleep, we see it happening amongst the awam and the masses. They naturally tend to think about wife. They naturally think, even sometimes brothers go in jamaat. You go for 4 months, you go for 1 year, you go for 40 days. But you find phone calls so often. Phone calls to the wife, phone calls to... It comes in naturally because you love the wife. It's a natural type of love. But this type of love is hubbun aqliyun. Subhanallah. But after spending time with the mashayikh and the real lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and looking at the reading about the biographies of the sahaba, hayatus sahaba, the lives of the sahaba, we realize that the morals of this hadith even goes beyond that. So it is safe to say, yes, the murad of the hadith is hubbun aqliyun. It's a rational, logical, selected type of love where you will choose Rasulullah. But that explanation is good, but it's good for the masses, for the awam. But there are certain people on the face of the earth known as al-qawas, the elite, the selected ones. For them, this murad of the hadith is hubbun tab'iyun, a natural type of love. It goes naturally. This is what the sahaba had. That when they were at home, they could not rest at home until they come and see the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why the Sahaba used to say that more beloved to them than cold water in a hot day in the desert at the time of severest thirst, more beloved than that is a glance at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spit his sputum, his saliva, before it even reaches the ground, they would rush for it. When he would make wudu, the water would not even be allowed to drop from him, they would rush for that water. They will not watch him in his face and directly in his eyes out of respect for him. They will not speak in front of him with raised voices. Whenever he says something, he orders something, they rush to carry out his commands. They would look at his hair. They would look at his face. They would look at his body. They would look at his feet. It is said that the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so beautiful and his skin was so smooth that it used to appear as though it was always anointed with oil or with some type of lotion, because when water would fall on it, it would just trickle off and run off very quickly as though his foot is oiled. It has been lotioned with some type of lotion. So beautiful his feet, his color. That is why Hassan ibn Thabit said, he said, wa ahsanu minka, wait, is Naseem again? Wa ahsanu minka lam tara aynun qattu. Wa ahsanu minka. See, we have, must have good people in front of you. Mashallah. Wa ahsanu minka. Someone more beautiful than you. Lam tara qattu aynun. That no eye has ever seen. Someone more beautiful than you, no eye has ever seen. You are so beautiful, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu aynun. That no eye has ever seen anyone more hasan and more beautiful than you. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'u. And someone more beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to someone more beautiful than you. And no eye has ever seen anyone more handsome and hasan than you. Kulikta mubarra'an min kulli aib. You have been created free from all faults and defects. You might see a person today, even a woman, anybody, beautiful, good looking, but there is some fault. Person is beautiful, but his head is too big. He's beautiful, but his feet is not nice. He's very beautiful, but maybe his big toe is very big. Or something. But Sahaba, watching Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hassan ibn Thabit, Sahabi of Rasul, say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Kulikta mubarra'an min kulli aibin. You have been created pure and free from all defects. Ka'annama kulikta kama tasha'u. As though you have been created as you wanted to be created. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so beautiful that they would watch him, they would watch his face, they would watch everything about him. It was a natural type of love they had. Subhanallah. He would be always in their hearts, a glance at his face. And there are many people on the face of the earth that they would, if you ask them, what is your desire? What is your desire? They would say that, before I die, at least one glimpse, one look of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to see him in vision, in ru'ya, in dream, subhanallah, just to get up. This is natural type of love. So it's safe to say, yes, that the commentary of the hadith that it is hubbun, a logical, rational type of love, is correct for the awam and the masses. But for the kawas, the murad of this hadith is also hubbun tabaiyun, a natural type of love, where they go to sleep at night and they think about the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They envisioned the Rasul alayhi salam. They get up in the morning for tahajjud, 3, half 3, 4 o'clock. They pause, they envision the Rasul at this hour he used to get up. Before going to sleep, they would think about him, that this is what he used to do before going to sleep. And he is always in their thoughts. Beloved, Habibullah, beloved of Allah, our intercessor, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers and my dear sisters, those who are young and those who are old, those who are teenagers and those who are elders, we should strive for this level. Because subhanAllah, we have heard the hadith. We have heard bayans on the hadith, translation of the hadith, but that reality of the hadith has not yet come into many of our lives. That the Rasul must become more beloved to us than our parents, wa waladihi, than his children, wa nasi ajmain, and the rest of mankind. Then when a person comes so beloved to you, you want to practice every sunnah of that person. You want to practice every action of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you bring about his sunnahs into practice. Because he is our role model. But you know what? We can classify sunnahs into two categories. Al-Zahira wal-Batina. Those sunnahs that are outward. For example, like the clothing, the dress. You wear the jubba, the long shirt, the kameez, until half of the calf. Or at least between the ankles and the knees. The actual sunnah was really half of the shin. Half of the shin, nisf as-saq. But because he always wore his kameez and his garments underneath his knees and above his ankles, it is also, mashallah, would also be sunnah to have it above the ankles and below the knees. These are the external aspects or types of sunnah. We wear the idhar, the lungi, the loincloth. The Rasul loved that. He saw the pajama, he saw the sirwal, he saw the pants, the trousers, he saw it. I cannot recollect if he actually wore it, but I knew he saw it, he loved it. So that also becomes a sunnah because he approved of it and he loved it. The imama, subhanAllah, all the anbiya, the prophets used to tie their little turban, the imama, beloved sunnah. Sahaba used to follow this. Even the angels, when they came down in the time of Badr, they were tying imama also. Walking with the stick. After 40 years, the stick is also beneficial. SubhanAllah. The way we eat, the way we talk, the way we dress, the way we go to sleep. Just like Rasulullah alayhi salam would sleep on the right side. These are all the external aspects or types of the sunnah, which are very important and very good. They are very good because Rasul alayhi salam said, "Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates another community and group, then he's one of them. But you know what? The other type can be classified as being al-batina, the internal types of sunnah. Both are very important. Both of these sunnahs are very important. More important is the internal sunnahs. More important. The internal sunnahs. What goes on inside of here? What goes on inside of the chest? What goes on in the mind? What do we think about? What is in the qalb? What is in the sadr and the chest? What fikr? What worry? What thought? These are the internal. What type of character we possess? These are even more important than the external sunnahs. Not just the long beard or the long kurta and the gong. Of course, these are important. Do not ever diss these sunnahs, ma'azallah. Respect them. But even more important than that is the inward sunnahs, which you must strive for to get inside of us. Let me give you an example of that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Hazrat Anas, also a hadith of Mishkat, Mishkatul Masabi. which is a combination of hadith of Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and very beautiful book, Mishkatul Masabi. He said, Ya Bunayya, spoke to Anas. This is called Tasgir, the diminutive case, which is used for love sometimes. That, oh my little loving one, ay mere pyare bacha, oh my little loving son, for love. Ya Bunayya, in Qadarta, he's speaking to Hazrat Anas. In Qadarta an tumsiya wa tusbiha, if you are able to find yourself in the evening and live through the evening, live through the night, and if you are able to find yourself in the morning and live through the morning, in such a state and hal, in such a condition, وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ, and there is no malice, there is no hatred, there is no spite in your heart for anyone. The word in the hadith is غِشٌ. غِشٌ is ضِدُّ النُّصْحِ. It is the opposite of نُصْح. And نُصْح is really النَّصِيحَ, which is إِرَادَةُ الْقَيْرِ لِأَحَدٍ. نُصْح means good advice and wanting of goodness for someone. The opposite of that is gishun. So the Rasulullah, which is the wanting of evil and harm and bad man and spite and malice, the Rasul is saying, Ey Anas, Ya Bunayya, oh my little loving little one son, mere pyare bacha, if you are able, in Qadarta antum siya wa tusbi, to find yourself in the evening, to be alive in the morning, وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ, and there is no ghish, no opposite of nasiha, there is no malice, no ill will in your heart for anyone, فَفْعَلْ, then do that. Do that, O my son. Then فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Prophet then said, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my little loving son, ذَلِكَ يَا بُنَيَّ, ذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, that is from my sunnah, that is from my way. This shows us, what type of sunnah is this? سُنَّةٌ بَاطِنَةٌ, it is an internal sunnah. See, the Rasul said, that is my way, that is my sunnah. يَا بُنَيَّ, ذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, that is my sunnah, that is my way. I don't live, my lifestyle, my sunnah, my method, my way is not to live and have grudges inside of me, to laugh with people and have a bad mind against them, have a spite, malice, vengeance, vendetta, hatred, kina, bugs, adawat, enmity. The Rasul was even respected by his enemies, respected by him. The Rasul said, my little one, listen well. Dhalika min sunnah, that is my sunnah. That is my sunnah. To live this way. That's how I live, that's how I love to live, and that's how my companions and my ummah should live. Then the Prophet continued, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي, anyone who loves my sunnah, he loves me. So live this way. That is my way. Forget about other people who have this spite and malice and always have this bad mind inside of them. That's not my way. This is my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي, and whoever loves my sunnah, then indeed he loves me. It's a sign that he loves me, because he loves my sunnah, those that are external and those that are internal. And the Prophet ended the hadith and said, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي, anybody who loves me, كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, he will be with me in the Jannah. Anybody who loves me will be with me in the Jannah. So this is one example of the internal type of sunnah. Another type of internal sunnah is the fikr, that is to go through the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fikr and the worry. Today, when we make dua, today when we cry, when we think our fikr, let's face it, let's face reality. It is about the dunya. Sometimes we can't sleep at night. Sometimes we can't sleep, the eyes can't close. Stress, worry, the two very famous words, tension and depression. Tension and depression, we can't sleep. Fikr for dunya. Where can I get more money from? I need money, I need money. So the worry becomes the dunya, the dunya, the dunya, the dunya. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while making dua, he used to say, وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Oh Allah, don't make the dunya our biggest fikr. So beautiful. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Don't make the dunya our greatest ham, our greatest worry. Don't make that our greatest worry. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ إِلْمِنَا. And don't make it the limit of our knowledge, that all we could think about and all we know, that mablag is about the level that we reach is only about the dunya. Don't make it the mablag of our ilm, that our knowledge, what we want to know in life, is only about the dunya. So that's our limit with respect to ilm. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ إِلْمِنَا وَلَا غَايَةَ رَغْبَتِنَا. And don't make it the gayat of our ragbat. Don't make it the extent and the limit of our zeal and desire. That the end of my desires, the limit of it, is the dunya. As the height of my worry. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. And do not empower over us those who will have no mercy over us. What do we understand from this hadith? The Rasul was least interested about this dunya. Never cared about what's outside there. Least interested. That he's praying to Allah, don't make this dunya the biggest, the akbar, the biggest worry of mine. Don't make it the mablag and the level and the summation of my ilm. That my ilm, the bulug, my ilm only reaches the level of the dunya. Don't make it the gayat, the limit and the extent of my desire. But the Rasul is to say that whoever makes his greatest worry, the worry of the akhirat, Allah will take care of his other worries. Whosoever's ham and worry, his biggest worry is the akhirah, Allah will take care of his other worries. This is also a sunnah which is batina, which is internal. So therefore, what was the Rasul worried about? The akhirat. The extent of his worry, the akhirat. His ummah. What did Allah say? فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ. Perhaps you are going to destroy yourself. Perhaps you are going to kill yourself. عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ. Over them. You are going to perhaps destroy yourself over them, worrying and grieving over them. إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَادَ الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ. If they don't believe in this hadith, if they don't believe in this talk, in this kalam, in this message, perhaps you will destroy yourself worrying over them, going after them, going after them. Ala atharihim. If they don't believe, you want to kill yourself out of grief, because of worry, because of sadness. Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. We have made whatever is upon the earth as a beautification for the earth. It's going to glitter. It's going to shine. There will be glamour in it. Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum. That we may test them. We may test them. Whatever is on the earth seems to be attractive. أيهم أحسن عملا. Which of them is best in amal? Which of them is best in deeds? Allah is consoling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he's worried about the ummah. He's worried about people. Why are they not coming to Islam? He's worried about every home, every individual, every insan. He's worried about the hidayah and the guidance of mankind. That is a sunnah which is inside of him. And Allah is consoling him that don't worry. You want to kill yourself if they don't believe? You're going to have all these wakeless nights, disturbed nights, not sleeping? You must understand that there are some who will be taken up by the glitter and the glamour of the world. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this type, if we really want to follow the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a kamil way, yes, we make effort on the external sunnahs, but we have to make effort on those sunnahs that are inside and internal. And one of the biggest sunnahs is that fikr and that worry of the ummah. Because as I said, let's face it, our worry and our fikr today is about business, is about money, is about dunya. And do we really cry for the ummah? Do we really cry at the Rasul for the? Do we think about them? What's happening in the ummah, in the islands? I want to strive. I want to go out. I want to do some effort. That is inside of the chest, in the qalb. That was inside of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we, our biggest worry now becomes the worry of the akhirah, the concern of the hereafter. And I'm worried about my brother, I'm worried about my sister, I'm worried about all those people who are walking in Trinidad and Tobago, all those people who are in the Caribbean, all those people who are in the world. I'm worried about the Muslims of the world, those who have not embraced Islam as yet. I'm worried about them. That will be a worry which was the exact worry of Rasulullah, which was inside of him. And our heart will begin to resemble the heart of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we make dua for the jamaats that roam about from country to country, from pillar to post, from hamlet to hamlet, tongue to tongue. In our masjid here is a jamaat from South Africa. May Allah give them full reward and nusrat. And may we also give them nusrat, because it is with this worry and this concern, which is inside. Nobody sees it. It's inside of the heart. A person may be smiling sometimes. Like Bhai Padia, rahimahullah, used to be smiling but crying inside, crying for the ummah. That's also a sunnah. And it is inside of here. There will be a jor, which will take place tomorrow night, Zaro. What time is that in? Maghrib? Asr? From Asr. There will be a jor in this masjid here, which will start from Asr, continue until Maghrib, and continue after Isha. The timings for Salat will be the same, right? Timings for Salat will be the same, because Asr, Maghrib, and then continue after Isha. This Jur, it is for our Halka. This Jur is for our region, our zone, which includes 23 masjids. This Jur is for our 23 masjids. So therefore, all of those of you who are present here, I know you have come from different masajid also too, give the dawah. Invite the people of your masjid. You start invite, because you want to follow the Rasul too. And you must have a concern, like he used to worry about the ummah, that Allah had to console him and say, don't kill yourself after them. So go back, inshallah, and inform your villages, your masajid, your people, that this is our region, our area of 23 masjids in our zone, and we're going to have a jour tomorrow night. Let's make it a success. So inshallah, make an effort to come and bring along someone, inshallah. We more lay make intention for this, inshallah. Allahumma ameen. Wa akiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.